ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 31st of August. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, brother Junaid Khan, and our brother Mr. Matinzi. Thank you very much. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah As-Saffat, and verses number 110 to 113. Before we commence with today's lesson, write these notes down, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's name, isme grami, his honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran. Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate father. He is such a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. Thereafter, his first son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, his nami isme grami, honorable name, is mentioned 12 times in the noble Quran. Ismail, my beloved father's name was Ismail. What does it mean? Ismail means the one who listens to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Then the second son, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, his nami, honorable name, is mentioned 17 times in the noble Quran, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the meaning of Ishaq, 17 times mentioned, enshrined in the noble Quran? It means to smile. So at least we have that information. Now in today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us regarding Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Chapter 37, verse 110. كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Similarly, we reward those people who fulfill their duty with beauty, who fulfill their duty sincerely. They do everything solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today, me and you, we have hidden agenda, sinister motives, and we are sanctimonious. Our private life is something else. Our public life is something else. And that is why we find the rot in this ummah. Allah forbid, except few people. If you find 100,000 people also like that, we'll be lucky. So the majority of us, remember, are guilty as charged. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, is from our special servants and is a true believer, a person with firm conviction and belief. Never was he a Jew, Christian, or polytheist idol worshipper. Chapter 3, verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So there you have it. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has enshrined us in the noble Quran. So who was he? Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was Hanif. He turned away from all the false ideologies. Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla. So he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, is 86 years old. His wife Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha is young. And lo and behold, she gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Now they are based there in Canaan, in Palestine, and so forth and so on. But now there's rows and ructions between the two wives. That is Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, the old wife, but she doesn't have children. And thereafter we have Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha, and she has Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam sensed that there's big problems here. So he took this wife, Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha, and the beloved son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, from Canaan, Palestine, and placed them there, remember, in Makkah Mukarramah. Now, yea, in Canaan, what is going to happen? Almighty Allah teaches us. If you want all the details I'm giving you, which are fascinating and enshrined in the noble Quran, Almighty Allah informs us that the angels came in the form of human beings there to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in Palestine. Canaan is one side, and Sodom and Gomorrah is on the other side. And he prepared meals for them, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He would not eat alone. Quickly, remember, he prepared the meal, but they were not eating. So then he feared, who are these people? They told him, La takhaf, don't worry and don't fear. Inna ursilna ila qawmi Lut. Our destination is Sodom and Gomorrah. We are going to punish those people there. Nevertheless, his wife Sara radiallahu anha is behind the veil, the curtain, and so forth, out of haya, shame, modesty, morality. But she can hear the conversation between her husband, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the honorable guest, three of them. So now they gave her, and they gave glad tidings, فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ, and they gave glad tidings that your wife, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's wife, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, would conceive, and she would give birth, and the baby's name will be Ishaq, 17 times mentioned in the noble Quran, meaning to smile. Not only that, وَمِوَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبُ, and after him will be Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and then the Israelite prophets and so forth. She expresses her amazement and astonishment. And what does she say? Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. If you want the entire incident, go see chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verses 69, right up to 76, 77. She states, this is Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, أَأَلِدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوزُ وَأَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخًا. What do you mean? I am going to give birth now when I'm barren and so old, and this husband of mine also is so old, he's 100 years old. إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. That this is something very, very strange. Now listen, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is a big lesson for you. Chapter 11, verse number 73. Chapter 11 and verse 73. Olu, the angel spoke, who came in the form of human being. Ata'ajabina min amrillahi rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum. What? Are you surprised with the command of Almighty Allah? The mercy of Almighty Allah, the blessing of Almighty Allah, Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Bayt. Who's Ahlul Bayt here? Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, and she is the honorable wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So when the term Ahlul Bayt comes in the Quran Kareem, thrice it appears, it always refers to the honorable wives, remember that. And therefore we say Ahlul Bayt in Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, the honorable household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, first and foremost refers first to the honorable wives, and then the children, grandchildren, and so forth. And that is the verdict and belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Kufar Shia's hatred for Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, their hatred for Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, because they hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, they removed them and excluded them for Ahlul Bayt. They even excluded Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Shia's a pakka kufar and out of the fold of Islam. So you need to understand that chapter 11, verse 73. So that is the incident I mentioned to you. Now come back to our lesson. Chapter 37, Surah Sofat, and verse number 112. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ. Hence we gave birth, the glad tidings to him. We gave the good news to him. To him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Your second wife, your younger wife, she already gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. But your old wife also wants a son, and she's pining and wishing how she has a son. Hence the glad tidings for her and for you. Wa basharnahu bi Ishaq. And we gave the glad tidings to him, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, regarding Ishaq alayhi salam. Nabiyyam min as-salihin. He will be selected as a prophet and messenger. And he is also from those who are extremely pious, and they will be models and role models for society and communities. وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ إِسْحَاقِ. And we send the barakah, the blessing. What is the meaning of barakah and blessing? الْأَشْيَاءُ الْقَلِيلَ وَالْمَنَافِعُ الْكَثِيرَ. If you take time span, if you take resources, then it's little compared to Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَىٰ. Everything of Almighty Allah is unlimited, infinite, and compared to the universe and creation. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, we gave him so much barakah, blessing. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews say Abraham and Bram, and then the Christians want to say that Abraham, and the Mushriks and the idol worshippers say, no, he belongs to us. Obviously, he doesn't belong to any of these faiths or cults or religion. Chapter 3, verse 67, chapter 3, verse 67, and he is a Muslim, and his message is of Islam. Every messenger prophet came to this earth and planet was, is, will always be a Muslim. So we need to be very clear on this. So al-ashya'u al-qalila wal-manafi'u al-kathira, whose name is still shining, glittering till today. وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ. We gave him barakah. فَخَلِيلُ اللَّهِ نَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَعَلَىٰ إِسْحَاقِ. And for Ishaq alayhi salam. Now understand what really happens. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is Abul Anbiya, the father of the prophets and messengers. Majority of them came from his progeny. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, is Abul Bashar, the father of humanity. Okay? So now when we study Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, from his progeny no one came except him, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. He came chronologically last, but he will always be the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Khatamun Nabiyyin, chapter 33, verse 40. Then we have on the other side Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and Nabi Yaqub Jacob is known as Israel. That's his laqab and title. Now from him all the Israelite prophets came. So when Quran Kareem states, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Jacob, O children of Yaqub alayhi salam, O progeny of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. So majority of the divine books and scriptures, majority of the prophets and messengers were sent to them, and that were given to them, to the Israelites. How Almighty Allah loved them, but what they did. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا. And from their progeny, the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the progeny of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Muhsin. They were people who were very good, who fulfilled their duty with beauty, and there were many others. وَظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينَ. Mubin will be an adjective for zalim. Open manifest zalim of and transgressors and tinpot dictators and murderers and rapers li nafsihi for themselves. And you can just see the jutla, the Jew of today, murdering babies, killing babies and raping people and so forth, and committing war crimes, ethnic cleansing and genocide. And the world sees today, exactly 11 months has elapsed today. So we should wake up and name them, shame them and nail them. End of the day, they are the same people, the Jews and the Jutlas and the Haramis, who murdered prophets and messengers. So for them to kill innocent people and civilians would be considered a secondary. It's part of their DNA. May Almighty Allah guide them. And if there is no guidance for them, Almighty Allah decimate them, destroy them, and give the Mujahideen victory in all parts of the world. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 26th of Safar, 1446. Gaza genocide. Today is day 330. 11 months has passed, and still, mashallah, our Mujahideen are resisting and defeating them, the 60, 70 countries, America leading the pack. And but then you have Europe, you have Britain, and you have the rogue terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So see now and listen to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. This is what the Haaretz newspaper reported last night. The rogue PM, the rogue Prime Minister, and that is Netanyahu, that is the crime minister, so they call him the rogue, has turned Israel into a rogue nation. Didn't I tell you they are a rogue nation? Didn't I tell you that the PM, Prime Minister, Crime Minister, Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza, the war criminal, is a rogue? He and his two ministers, Smotrich, and remember that Ben-Gvir, according to Islamic law, we need to hang them in public. That is the punishment they deserve. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Three Jutlas injured in the West Bank. Alhamdulillah, we're very, very proud about that. We have no sympathy. Empathy for the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Jews who want to steal everything of Palestine. The Ma'arif newspaper there in Israel writes, August was one of the worst months for Israel and their soldiers. Alhamdulillah, O Muslim, say Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar. Our Hamas, our Jihad Islami, our brave soldiers and Mujahideen sent 15 great soldiers, as they call them, great soldiers, straight to hell, and they're being roasted and toasted currently in hell. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, appoint your dogs upon the Jutlas to send them to Jahannam, whether it is the insects or anybody else. So Israel are serious. They want to build the temple where Masjidul Aqsa is. And that is the Dome of the Rock. Remember the Golden Dome? Kubbatus Sakhra, what they did in Khalilur Rahman in 94. So remember when Baruch Goldstein, the mass murderer, killed our people and murdered them. So you find, and then they partitioned that masjid. They want to do the same thing there. Then they say the front portion you take and the back portion we will take. That is the Jutlas. Sammin kalbak ya akulka. When they came there in 45, 46, 47, they were squatters and settlers. They had nothing. The Palestinians, good hearts, generous, gave them. So you have a small puppy, and then you feed him. He or she becomes a bulldog, becomes an Alsatian, and then eats you up. That's exactly what happens here. Sammin kalbak ya akulka. Russia attacks Kharkiv, 7 dead. Well done, Putin. We like you, Putin. You're a big harami. Anybody attacks America and their interests, Britain and their interests, Israel and their interests, Europe and their interests, we will support him, because all of them are accomplices in this genocide against Palestine. Day number 918. 2.5 years have passed and more there with the Russian invasion. And this side here, it's 11 months finished, but still the rage, the battles and the fury goes on. Israel killed 4 people there in Gaza, and remember the people who were taking aid there to the hospital and so forth, but Israel will always come with some fabricated hasbara, lies and propaganda. They say no, that these people were not taking aid, they were giving, they have arms and so forth. So this is what the Haaretz newspaper write. The President Herzog and Bibi, remember, they are the same, absolutely the same. They both are the people who are rogues, and they both are taking Israel to be a rogue regime. The only thing is Herzog, he speaks nicely and so forth, you know. He will give you a write a ticket and a fine, and you will say thank you. So that's the difference, you know what I mean? So that is both are haramis and both are war criminals. Typhoon causes havoc at Japanese airports and so forth. They have big, big airports there. We went there and we saw what things happens there. So in Venezuela, mass power outage. Remember this, that they're blaming it in the opposition, but now slowly, slowly power is coming back. Lot of things still to happen there, but Maduro, we support Maduro. Anybody, Russia, China, South Africa and Iran supports, we will support them. Remember, we will never support America, Britain, and Europe and Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. Libya Central Bank, the chief, he ran away from the country. Can you imagine that? The people want to lynch him, and they want to carry him, and send him to death. So he ran away before all that could be done. And then you find that they in Saudi Arabia, they had a movie. Every time MBS, the Harami, the Murtad bin Shaitan, he buys, you understand, soccer players. He brings the prostitutes there to Jeddah and Riyadh. He brings, you must remember, building cinema in Makkah. Already cinemas there in Medina Munawwara. He wants to now, you understand, buy fame and honor. But Allah Jalla Wala has his own system. Chapter number 22, verse number 18, 1-8. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. And whosoever Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla humiliates, then none can give them honor. Allah will keep on humiliating, disgracing him. So now Netflix and them, you understood this, I read in one of the newspapers. So remember that that Saudi Arabia now, they are being disgraced because the exploitation of migrant workers in Saudi. This stuff from today. If you know Saudi Arabia's history, Saudi Arabia was only established in 1932. Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatu Saudiya, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, 23rd September is Yomul Watani, their national day. From that day onwards till today, there is such exploitation of migrant workers from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Philippines, Indonesia, Morocco, and where and where and where. So remember, they treat them as slavery. True slavery in the Western sense, nothing to do with Islam, was only abolished in Saudi Arabia in 62, if you know. So you need to understand, Saudi got nothing to do with Islam. Today, Saudi Arabia, the rulers are kuffar and murtad, and they have become a kafir country. Unless you are blind or you're a donkey, then we can't blame you, remember that. Sex work is harming children in California. Can you believe that? In the name of LGBTQ. So now children are being sacrificed. And now they're realizing that what harm is causing them. Who? World Health Organization. They want to make us monkeys and donkeys. What their mpox and so forth. Yesterday I heard they said there is no safe levels of wine and alcohol. Every type of wine and alcohol is harmful. Now only you woke up, you World Health Organization. I call you World Hell Organization, because you came with your COVID, you came with all monkeypox and make the people monkeys and donkeys, and our Maulvis and sheikhs, scholars for dollars, going to court and so forth and so on. So they are another disgrace. We need to name them and shame them. And all these people who close the mosque and churches and so forth, what a disservice service you did to your community. So therefore, the World Health Organization, now after so many years, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago, ma askara kathiruhu faqaliluhu haram. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, what intoxicates in large quantities, the minutest quantity, one drop also, is absolutely haram, unlawful, illegal. That is how Islam solves the problem. Remember that what I told you, there'll be a cross reference. Go read chapter 5, verses number 90, 90 and 91. Mongolia says that Mongolia must arrest Putin. Putin is going there Monday, Tuesday to Mongolia, neighboring country, because the ICC said so. But now Putin say, go to hell. If Israel can break every law, so what are you after me, and so forth? Go after Israel. They committed every crime and violated every international law. So go to hell, ICC and whoever else. We agree 100%. We echo the sentiments of President Putin. We make dua for him. His wife is a Muslim. That's what Imran Khan taught us. Remember, whether it's true or not, I can't confirm, but we make dua. Allah give him hidayat. Trump threatened Zuckerberg with life in prison. The hardly election started, but things are getting hot. So he told Zuckerberg, you got Facebook, you got this, you got that, and if you're going to interfere in this elections and I win, I'll put you in prison. So remember, this is how they call free press. This is how they intimidate them. This is how Macron and his cronies and comrades, they arrested, remember, the founder and the CEO of Telegram, $5 million plus bail, and now he can't leave France. All these whiteys, superiors, elite whites, they just want to be in government, and everybody else must be their slaves. And when you name them, shame them, expose them, then they will try all this. You go to Makkah Mukarramah now, oh people going for Umrah, you just press the button, the robot will give you a fatwa. And today is another scholar of a dollar also. So now they're very proud about it. If I'm there, I'll ask, what you say about MBS, is Muslim or is not Muslim? I want to see what that robot shaitan says. You understood? He will say, no, I don't know, you see. So la adri hayazi. So you must remember, they make us fools, remember. So German deported, you understand, 28 Afghans to Afghanistan. So this is Germany, supposed to be one of the most advanced countries in Europe, but supporting Israel to the hilt and a disgrace to humanity. Remember that. Sexual violence in India continues. The Modi and Amit Singh and all of them, they are a disgrace to humanity. Hindufta, they tell the Muslims, Jao, Jao, Pakistan, Jao, Jao, Kabristan. We're going to send you to Pakistan or send you to the graveyard, otherwise become a Hindu. This is supposed to be the largest democracy in the world, but the minorities are suffering, remember. Whether it be the Sikhs, whether it be the Christians, and more so the Muslims. Look at our own beloved country. When I told you, I never ever voted ANC. And I'm very happy about that. And I told you that our constitution, the people told us in 96, it's one of the best constitutions on this earth. I told you at that time, that constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written. ANC have destroyed this country, if you understand. If you're a donkey, I can't blame you. So see, yeah, I give you statistics. Yesterday they released the crime. The past 3 months, can you believe this? That in the second quarter of the year, so now we're speaking from April, May, June, right? So in 3 months, more than 6,000 people were killed and murdered in our beloved country, South Africa. 500 murders per week. This is more than a war zone. Who's to blame? I'm asking you. Who is to blame? It's your constitution that abolished the death penalty. It's your crooked politicians of ANC. It's your crooked judges and your crooked people who supported them and voted for them. How can you have a country where we have become the rape capital of the world, the murder capital of the world? We have become, remember, the country which promotes homosexuality, and we have become the gay capital of the world. Go see Cape Town, go see Tel Aviv, and so forth, the competing, the Jutlas and so forth. Who can be the biggest gay capital in the world? What a shame and indictment, oh South Africans. Write to your councillors, majority of them good for nothing, Muslim and non-Muslim. Write to your mayors and parliamentarians, Muslim and non-Muslim, good for nothing, majority of them. And remember, tell them the death penalty must be reinstated. There is no law and order in South Africa. It has become a failed state, whether you like it or not. In 3 months, 6,000 plus people are dead and killed. And where is your justice system? That soccer player, every time I'm on the radio news, they got that some soccer player's case. He died in 2014. We are in 2024. 10 years and you haven't solved it. Our justice system is failing us. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. DA received the most amount of money, according to the parties that are disclosing the amount. DA alone received 15 million rand from the Oppenheimers. When I was very young, you know, still in school, I'm speaking about primary school, in the 60s, we used to hear of Harry Oppenheimer, and remember that he was the main guy, and now his sons, grandsons, and whatever. So the bribery goes on, remember this. We want favors. Nobody gives you money for nothing, nothing for nothing. You know how capitalism works and so forth. Petrol price, there will be a huge, huge decrease, inshallah. Yesterday after Fajr, after the program Fajr, then I told Brother Muhammad Khan, let's go to the graveyard. Your father, mother are buried in one grave. So we went there, mashallah, midwa. You the sons, you the men, every Friday try and go to the graveyard, and whenever you can, and make special, special dua for the marhumin and the deceased who passed away with Iman and Islam, and more so our parents. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara. The hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif, you visit the grave of your parents, both of them or one of them, provided they passed away as Muslim, you will be considered as a pious son and you'll be forgiven by Almighty Allah. Yesterday after Jumma, my brother Haji Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland, he came to fetch me and took me there. So you must remember Renberg, first time in my life I went to that masjid. Very nice program. Allah reward the trustees and the Imam, Mufti Ayaz. And then I told him, let's go visit my Qazi, Musa Kareem. And we went there to Mull Park, and he's over 1 month there. Now he's got dialysis, and you can see the man is not comfortable. Allah Jalla Wala grant our cousin Musa Kareem complete, complete shifa. Allah make everything for him easy. The istima, islah istima continues in Azadwal today, tomorrow. Those brothers who have time, you can go there. Tomorrow morning at around 6:45 or so, 6:45, or around 5 minutes this way, that way, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aqsa's majlis will start there at Masjid Muhajirin and Ansar, where I'm going now, for the Fajr Salat, inshallah. So remember, that will be Sunday at around 6:45. Another announcement, Salim Kareem, and for all the team, and for Junaid Mota, remember, and esteemed listeners of Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, for Monday, Adhan will go at Fajr Adhan 4:55. My program will start at, because Salat is coming to 6:15, 10:06 here in our part of the world, from Monday onwards, so therefore we have to change also. So 5 o'clock, 5:02, 5:03, my program will start, inshallah al-Aziz. Today, 7 to 9 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub, and then 2:30 to 3, inshallah, will be Mona Musa Lahir, and inshallah 105 to 130 will be the lecture I delivered yesterday, the Jummah lecture. 6 to 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah. Make special dua for Gaza, for Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, Palestine. Make dua Allah decimate and destroy the apartheid, terrorist, Nazi, rogue regime of Israel and their supporters as well. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can you please advise, can a widow 20 years old stay with her in-laws after the demise of her husband?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Very young, your husband passed away. You're only 20 years old. Allah Jalla wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So all of us, when we hear these type of incidents, first thing, we don't know them, but at least make dua for them. Surah number 59, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10. Read this dua, one line. In this weekend, at least learn the two du'as, one more brothers and sisters. Chapter 59, that is Surah Hashr, verse 10, the first quarter where it ends in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. So that is the dua we should read. Chapter 14, verse 41. I don't know, my sister, my daughter, that whether you have a son, daughter, children, or no children, because you know your husband passed away 20 years old. You might be 18, 19, 21, or whatever you. So always read Surah 14, verse 41. Rasura Ibrahim, Rabbana. اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established, to pray for non-Muslims to go to their graveyard, to go to the memorial service, all haram, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't pray for them, you can't go and participate in all those memorial services and so forth, you can't go to the graveyard. So all this clearly enshrined in the Quran, chapter 9, verse 84. Sister, now you, can you love with your in-laws? Your father-in-law is a mahram. Between you and your father-in-law, there is no parda, no hijab forever, even though your husband has passed away. So if you stay there in the same house with your father-in-law, mother-in-law, permissible. If you want dalil and evidence for this, look at it both ways. Surah 4, verse number 23, Almighty Allah states, wa ummahatu nisaikum. I'm married to my wife, so my mother-in-law, I'm her mahram forever. Remember that I took her for hajj, she stayed here, she passed away here. Allah grant her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So, and all our marhumin, and that is mother-in-law, son-in-law. Now we speak about father-in-law and daughter-in-law. O abaihinna, O abai bu'ulatihinna. Chapter 24, verse 31, Almighty Allah speaks about the ladies, in front of whom can they expose their beauty, that their hair, their face, and all that can be shown. So in front of their own biological father, and in front of the father-in-law. So that tells you the father-in-law is a mahram forever. So that for you is permissible. However, you are very, very young. Yo, I don't dare to pass judgment. I'm making a general statement. The fatwa will be for you to stay there, permissible. But sometimes you find the old people, the father-in-law and so forth, are not only old and cold, but they're horny and they got some other ideas. So sometimes they will try and cause harm to you, then definitely you can't stay there if there's fear of hanky-panky business. But in normal circumstances, you can stay there. Allah make easy for you, my sister.
Mufti Saab, we have a pet cat which has been diagnosed by vets with terminal illness, and they say it's going through pain and also stopped eating. Is it permissible to put it down?
Remember euthanasia, mercy killing, call it whatever you want to, in animals totally permissible. You have a cat, you have a kitten as a pet, cat, pet and whatever you, you have a dog as a security dog or hunting dog and so forth, and now they're going through excruciating pain and whatever you, so now if you give it injection, euthanasia, all permissible in animals. However, in human being, totally haram. As far as human being go, no euthanasia in Islam, no mercy killing. If the person's condition is really critical, he or she is suffering, read the following dua, Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, if life is better for this person, then give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if death is better for this person, give death. So yesterday when I was there by Musi, we call him Musi, Musa Kareem, I told him, Musa, you my ba, now listen to me. You must remain positive. We will make the dua. We will give charity. We will do everything. But you have to fight the battle. So remember, when you see your father, mother, you see your son, daughter, you see your spouse, your sibling, and they're really in that critical condition, you can't tell them that, no, you're suffering and you're going to die and so forth. Always give them encouragement and give them hope and so forth. That is what Islam teaches us, and not you go there and give negative messages. That's not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, I want to find out, when we are performing Umrah, are we allowed to wear contact lenses?
Totally permissible, so you can see everything properly. Just now you go bump in somebody else's wife and all that, you know what will happen. That mota will slaughter you and make your kurbani just now. So you wear contact lenses, brother, sister, and so forth. Totally permissible in the haram. You wear a watch, remember, those of you suffering from hearing problems, you wear hearing aid. You use an umbrella, so all that permissible. No problem with that, even whilst you are in the state of consecration. In the state of ihram, totally permissible, spectacles and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, how much hair does a woman have to cut when making Umrah?
For women to cut hair, normal situation is haram and not permissible. The hadith is mentioned by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah in Jami'u Saghir. If you, the ulama and the students, want this hadith, you know how Jami'u Saghir works. It works ala sabili tahajji. All the ahadith are mentioned alphabetically. So go to all those ahadith. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu. So there you will find it there. Second one, the only time for a woman to cut her hair will be after Umrah, after Hajj. Innama taqsiru ala nisa. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. So a woman, you don't have to wait. Now you perform your tawaf, you read your two rakat salat, you made your du'as, and now Safa, Marwa, Sa'i, you finish. Go back to your hotel. You don't have to wait for your father, husband, son, brother. You just take your hair together, there in your, you understand, room, in your bathroom and what have you. Take your scissor, turn the hair around your finger 1 inch, and you cut it, and now you're out of ihram. Once you have done everything, then you do DIY. You do it yourself. You don't have to wait for anybody. So that what is written in the Hajj Kitab or the ulama tell you, you can't cut hair and all that is right. That is whilst you are still doing your actions. But once all the actions are finished, remember in Umrah or Hajj, then you cut your own hair, male or female, totally permissible. We can't cut our hair, we might injure ourselves, but if you know how to cut your hair as a male, so also permissible. Hajj time, you went to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, now you came back there to Mina, you pelted the big Jamara, the big Satan, and symbolic Shaitan, you slaughtered, sacrifice. So now everything is done, only the halq or taqsir is left. You have to shave your hair or cut your hair, so you treat yourself, totally permissible. Even Hajj time, no problem with that. So understand our deen. Our deen is not just going through the motions. We must do everything. Our basira, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 108. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله. Say يا رسول الله أو مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is my way and my path. I invite humanity towards Almighty Allah جل وعلا, towards Islam. Allah basiratin. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, one day I was sitting with him and asked him questions about Jamaatul Tabligh and so forth. He got very happy. He said, that's why me to you kehta hu ke everything we do in Dawat and Tabligh, we must have Dalil for it in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, from the Sahaba and so forth, radiallahu anhu majma'in. And then he recited this verse, chapter 12, verse number 108, Allah basiratin ana wa manittaba'ani, I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow me immaculately, first and foremost the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So basiratin means we speak with dala'il and evidence, and not some fairy tales. Come with your Indian fairy tales from Chakmalpur and Palanpur and Saharanpur and Kolwatpur and Dabelpur. All that are fairy tales. We don't believe in that. Lal Kitab stories, we reject it.
Mufti Sahab, if a lady miscarried after 6 weeks of pregnancy, is she in haiz or nifas?
Remember, my honorable daughters and sisters and mothers, that the usul, always remember the principle involved. You know better than us. An-nisa'u a'rafu bihadhihi al-masail. The women know much better regarding this. Now you had a miscarriage, Allah forbid. So now 1 month, 3 months, 6 months passed and so forth. The question you must answer, and you will know, were the lumps formed or were the lumps not formed of that fetus, of that janin? Janin is Arabic. A jinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum, Quran says. So the fetus, were the lumps formed or not? If the fetus, the lumps were formed, then you had a miscarriage, then all that discharge, bleeding, all that from the private will be considered as nifas, your postnatal. But if the lumps were not formed, it's just 1, 2, 3 weeks and so forth and so on, so in that case there were no lumps formed and now you had a miscarriage, then remember it will be considered as haiz and as menses. Now write this down, memorize it. We will send you the podcast. Those of you are not receiving the podcast from me, you can contact me 071-888-1184. Just send me WhatsApp. Remember, kiss. Keep it short and sweet. I don't want your long, long stories and all that. So just say group and we'll add you to the group, or add group, finish. If you don't want from me, contact Junaid Mota. Junaid Mota will send it to you, 084-786-3132, and he will send it to you. You, my sister, now you conceived, or you want to conceive, so read the dua of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. You just heard now in tafsir how in his old age, 86 years old, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place, and you heard that when his wife Sayyida Sarah gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, he was 100 years old, 14 years gap between the two brothers. He cried, he petitioned, beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, chapter number 37, Surah Safat, verse 100, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious children, normal children. Both translations work. Now you are conceived, you are pregnant, you in your gestation, my sister, my daughter. Now read chapter 13, Surah Ra'd, thunder, verse 8. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12. Surah Ra'd, so the thunder. That is chapter 13, verse 8. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad. Almighty Allah alone knows what the lady is carrying, boy, girl, twins, triplets, quadruplets, and all the contraction, expansion taking place. Go ask any gynecologist, go ask any physician, how many hair on that fetus, how many hair on that baby, dance only proper dance. Not one of them can answer. So remember, only Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-inclusive, all-comprehensive, and nothing is hidden, obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, my financial problem is very difficult. What dua must I read for this case to come right? Please help me, I'm very stressed.
My sister, my brother, read chapter 7 of the Quran, Surah A'raf, verse number 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah is commanding us, read the 99 names of Allah. Invoke Allah by His 99 names. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, homework for you. Homework for you, Ummah. Man hafidaha dakhal al jannah, who memorizes the 99 names of Almighty Allah enters paradise. You can't by heart it memorize it, then at least daily from today you start. Read your fajr and read the 99 names. I read already past 40 years with the help and mercy of Allah. Every day read the 99 names of Allah. Man ahsaha dakhal al jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi. When you look inside and read it 24 hours per day, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes if you're a fast reader, and you will read the beautiful 99 names of Allah. Raise your hands and make dua. Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. Speak to me after 1 month and tell me what happened. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.